Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Why does it always feel like 3 weeks pass in between Thursday to Tuesday, right?
Right.
I mean, it was just the other day. I don't get this whole time, space, quantum physics, whatever you want to call this nonsense going on. No idea. Anyway, glad to be on with you, my love. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Doing
good.
Well. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm getting used to this deep freeze we've been experiencing lately in New York, but it is January, so par for the course. But no, I'm navigating, managing, and I guess the latest in pivoting, I've been really thinking about the bookends of the more that we soften resistance, the more we're aligned to receive. So just really been contemplating and applying that. I'm very fatigued with worrying or concerning myself over things that are out of my control. Like anytime my kids walk out the door, you know, things of that nature. They're just
sure.
World hunger. You know, there's just things like we can keep our circle tight and do what we can and be better to ourselves. In that quest, but I kind of want to patch up. It's like the slowly leaking tire. Not that I'm a driver, but that's a crazy analogy. That must have been from Lois, because what do I know from a slowly leaking tire? That must come from her. Whatever. But I want to either replace the tire or, in the meantime, patch it up. So it's not this slow leak of a depletion of energy or a sense of not being as grounded. Grounding has, and with the contemplation of the bookends of managing resistance in order to receive, grounding has been huge. And I think I want to say that maybe Marguerite made a comment in the chat a while ago. I don't know why I'm connecting this to her, but there was some mention, I think it was her, a while back about the Shulman resonance, the frequency and heartbeat of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually, the past several nights, have been going to bed with binaural beats, but with that Shulman resonance frequency, and mm-hmm. that has really helped to ground. It's weird, and I don't know if it's because we've been living like this for so long, or that it's getting, you know, it's very cold here, but pretty much nearly every day, if not every day, I have to walk, and it's not. And you know me many years, you visited me many times in New York, where walking is like a celebratory, fun, amazing thing. It doesn't feel that way to me anymore. I still love it, but it's different, more like I have to ground myself, and it's almost like I'm walking as if my life depends on it. So it's not like easy breezy. It's weird. It's a weird discomfort. And walking helps manage that discomfort of wishing or wanting to be more grounded, or knowing that it's important to be conscious of how important grounding is right now for whatever reason. But it's something I think that's calling to many of us. You know what I mean? Like just that, whether it's conscious or unconscious, just that drive that need to be grounded.
Well, and Raven is in the chat along with Jay, so hello to both of you.
Hey.
And Raven wrote, they are guiding you to ground in this time. That's a quote. She said it is necessary to do.
I'm losing my mind, so I have to ground. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, she's right. It's like a directive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to ground, even though we're dealing with this fragmented life, because life is very fragmented. It has been for almost a year now. And it's different. It's like my life depends on it. It's weird. So, and then 25 degree weather, it's not so cute. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's interesting. So yeah. Managing resistance to increase receptivity and grounding. Those since Thursday's show, that those things have really surfaced. And maybe that's why I feel like Thursday was so long ago. I don't know.
Perhaps.
I don't know. But yeah, thanks, Marguerite, because I don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to mind my own business.
She wrote, "You have acknowledged it." So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wrote, sometimes if you don't do it on our own, they will move you towards it. So perhaps that's just you working in collaboration. And even for
right.
me, this past weekend, it was a beautiful weekend here. We haven't had cold weather like you guys are having. We are below that whenever there's a front of storms or, you know, rain or whatever. But it was actually a little warmer here, and it was sunny.
Right.
So I worked on Saturday, which was great. I had a wine tour to do. And then Sunday, it was still so nice. And I didn't care how cold it was. I'm like, it's sunny outside. It'll make a difference. So I just texted a few friends to see who was up for just walking around, going on a trail, something, just being outside.
Something.
And so one of my friends was up for it. She texted me. She said there's a really nice place that she and her family likes to go to. And it was kind of close by. And it was on the other side of a huge park that I had stumbled across, you know, within the last half a year maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that there was a lake on the other side.
Oh.
And I would not have been able to get to that lake through the trails I knew on the other side. It just didn't, it's in a residential area. So there was no way to really cut through. I had to drive around.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a beautiful day. And we had such a good time just catching up and talking and, but just exploring. I mean, she's used to doing a certain trail, but she said, well, you know, I'm open for, you know, for anything. So we would look at a fork in the road and we'd say, well, you know, we're like, we're Robert Frosting it. We're going to take the road, you know, the
oh! Oh, stop it now. We're
so,
Robert,
you know,
Frosting it. I'm like, I'm Tupac Shakur-ing it. And you're like, I'm Robert Frosting it. I love it.
So we,
I love it.
You know, we spent probably close to 2 hours just, you know,
nice.
Walking around, and we did meet up with, we saw another old friend of ours from our fraternity from college. And you know, if everyone wearing masks, you know, she was sort of looking at us, and, my friend was facing her direction, and she said, I think that's Akilah. And I turn around and it's, you know, it's, I could tell that even if I couldn't tell it was her, I can see it's her husband. She has two kids. I'm like, so I yell her name out and she turns around. And so she comes back. She says, I'm so glad you said something because I wasn't sure either. Everyone looks so different with their masks on. And
right.
I don't want to be that person that approaches somebody and have it.
Right.
So we had a nice little conversation, you know, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And then it was, you know, like that day was done. I tell you what, though, because by the time we were done, the clouds had come over and it was overcast, and it felt like such a colder day. And it was only mid afternoon, 3 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
So I was ready to head back. I had something to eat. I took a nap.
Nice.
Because my body was, my body's like, you haven't done anything that strenuous in a while. We were climbing up, some pretty steep trails just to see what the view was. They had all the waterfalls. I'm like, yeah, let's just go see how far up we can go. But then, coming back down was a little hard. Like, okay, we could fall over and die, but whatever,
we have to take a risk in these lives.
Right. My body was feeling it, but it was good. So I thought because I took a nap that I wouldn't be able to go to sleep that night.
Right.
It was not a problem. I fell back asleep.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Fell back asleep. Yesterday, I rested. I mean, I had some things to do, but I would have probably tried to go out, and just walked around again. I would have forced myself to at least maybe go in the backyard, but it was overcast and a little rainy. So I said, I'll stay in. I'll rest.
Right.
I rested. So today it's sunny. So maybe today could be the day
it could be the day. Oh no. Like a sunny day. That's that's soft porn for me now. Sunny day. If it's sunny day over 40 degrees and sunny day, I'm like, oh my God, that's so hot. Yeah. That's what I have come to. Yeah. In these corona-filled streets, I'm like, ooh, what's the temperature? Yeah, it's a long-ass winter. It's long because of this corona and these restrictions.
And, I didn't realize because Marguerite just wrote it in here, it's also Mercury retrograde. I didn't realize that.
Oh, isn't that special? I'm like every bleeping day at this point, it's like, they should just make an exception for 2020, 2021 Mercury retrograde 700 and whatever, I'm not good at math. 365 times two done. That's every day, every day. Of course it is. Of course.
Well, let's see. It's technically January 30th.
Please point Dexter, look that up. But also, There have been so many times where I'm convinced it's Mercury retrograde and I look it up and it's not. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever.
It's January 30th through the 21st of February,
but they always have lingering, the shadow,
the pre-retrograde,
the
shadow.
You know what? It's like PMS. Leave me alone.
Right, right.
Yeah. The pre, the during, the post. Yeah, no. No. No.
So I guess officially
of
5 days or whatever it's.
Yeah.
Eh.
What are you going to do?
That's it. What you always do,
Yes, exactly. That's it. The positive difference is that I think retrograde kind of had more of an impact pre-lockdown where – you had to build in more time to get to where you were going, but now we're all working remotely. So what? The subway's going to be running late. What subway am I taking? The subway from my bed to my desk to the Zoom. Yeah. So things like that, technical glitches. Well, that's happening all the time. Communication. Well, that's happening. It's all whatever. It's all different, but I'm not surprised.
It kind of snuck up on me. I wasn't really paying attention. So
no, because it's like so relative at this point. But that's interesting what Marguerite had said that they're calling you to ground or whatever. But it's interesting because the energies typically it's like dating. They have to get my attention because I'm just gonna mind my own business and pretend like nothing's going on. So that's across the board. So yeah, there's certainly I don't know for what purpose. But it's not this easy, breezy, light, bright, I'm going to take a walk. No. I have to walk. Damn it. Bundle up, in the layers and the North Face parka, the hiking shoes. I'm putting on hiking shoes. I'm like meaning business. It's crazy. Crazy.
Well, and I definitely felt that urge on Sunday too.
Yeah.
Like, whether someone was going to join me or not, I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going out.
Isn't that interesting? See, look at, we are always parallel. Always. Like, right? Energetically, from this, when we started doing shows together, we have noticed this over these many years. That's really interesting. Yeah, it's like this calling.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's like, I have to do this. Do I want to necessarily? No, but I have to do it. And sometimes the walks are epic, where they're like 2-3 hours. Sometimes it's all I can handle is like 20 minutes because it's too cold or I'm tired or too many people are losing their shit in the street and I don't want to get killed. You know, crime is crazy now. It reminds me of, I say this all the time, the New York of my early years. That's not cute. But even if it's just a half hour, it does make a difference.
Sure.
But it's not like this joy. It's different. It's not a joy. It's like I'm on a mission. It's not this light, bright, joyful situation. It's
interesting.
Yeah.
No. For me, it's not that intense. Sunday morning, my aunt wanted to go out to eat. And so there's a place, it's a chain, First Watch. They do just lunch, breakfast and lunch. So they open at 7:30 every day.
Is it inside or outside?
This is inside. Inside seating.
Oh, you could do inside?
Only do...
Yeah, they took away inside. We had it and then they took it away.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, for us, they still do like 50% capacity or something like that. So,
oh, wow. Okay.
So she likes going there. She likes her coffee. So
okay.
we did that. And then, of course, but, you know, and it doesn't matter what you get. It's going to be good. But I was sufficiently full. And then she had to run one more errand. She had to go by the grocery store. I'm like, okay, while we're out, let's just, you know, do it all. But I'm like, I didn't eat. What I ate was not a ton of food. But I was feeling pretty full, and I said, "Well, I'm going to have to walk. I just already know it. It's too nice of a day to like come back from a meal and then want to go to sleep. Like, I need to go outside." So we went home, and then I did my texting and waited. I had somebody who said, "Well, I could go in like an hour." I'm like, "Oh, that's fine." So I was trying not to go to sleep, trying not to go fall into a food coma. So it worked out really well just to be in nature. For me, it is about being in nature. And,
oh, I miss that so much.
I know you do. I know you do. And then to be able to stretch my legs and to get moving. And now it's good because my leg muscles were sore from walking. Like,
that's
I hadn't
great.
Really had to be that strenuous with anything. But you know, walking really up and down like some pretty treacherous paths, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so worth it. Just so worth it to see the view and to appreciate trees and the sky and just, you know, we're trying these unmarked paths, like, well, where does this go? Oh, it goes to someone's backyard. Maybe we should turn back around, you know? So, and the park is developing. Apparently, I didn't even know about the side of the park, but you know, they're building new bridges and stairs and, you know, decks and things like that. I'm like, wow, that's nice. It's really nice. So a great day. I haven't posted any pictures yet. I probably should, but such a beautiful day and not that far, like 15 minutes away from me.
Oh, nice.
It's like the midpoint because they're my friends are 15 minutes on the other side. So that works out really well.
Yeah.
We found a few spots where like, oh, you know what? We should have packed a little lunch. You know, we could have had a picnic right here on these stones, you know, right next to the water. But it was just, it was so nice. And then, you know, by that time, we also got to see, plenty of families with little kids. You know, just when you think, oh, no one's ever been up here, then, you know, half the block comes up and they're like, hey, you know, the kids are playing around. Like, okay, there goes our few minutes uncharted territory,
right.
Like in our heads, no one's ever been here. And then everyone else was coming up, but it was nice. It wasn't too crowded, but I think people were definitely taking advantage of it being such a beautiful sunny day.
Mm.
But you know, I'm wearing my mask. Everyone's, you know, most people were wearing their masks. We are closer in town, but it's still like, you know, there are times when I had to loosen it up a little bit because I'm like, I gotta breathe.
that's the thing. It's like, it's maddening sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I get why people, like, you know, are losing their shit over this. It's tough.
Yeah. So that was, I would say, one of the big highlights. I mean, it was nice to be out at the wineries again. And these were wineries I haven't seen in a while, but it was nice to be with a pretty crazy group. They had the main client was a repeat client, so that was super nice.
Oh,
I had not
good.
Met her in person
mm-hmm.
before. She's done it a few times, but she said the first time she was just a guest. So, you know, she's been with us probably a little bit longer than I have mapped out, you know, for her particular tours. But I really like that. Yeah, they were a fun group. They drank a lot. These are all mothers, so they're like, you know, our husbands are handling kids. We are gonna go crazy, and they did. They had some serious heart to heart talks. It's so interesting because they're always apologizing. People always apologize for what they talk about on their tours, and I'm like, you know, it's not like a big deal where I'm going to be like, I'm going to have a tell all book about your conversation. But I like that people are relaxed enough that they should be able to talk about anything, you know, while they're supposedly having a good day. I think they are. But I think it's just nice. It was a great day. It was nice to get back into it. And, you know, we'll see what else happens. But overall, when you have these sunny days and it's
mm-hmm.
not that odd in the South, but
right.
Any day that it's a nice day. Cause I don't do it during the week. I don't really think about stepping out, but on the weekends, you know, there seems to be a little more like, oh, I should go outside cause it's the weekend, but
right.
There's no reason for me. Like today, I really do need to, even if it's just to go in the backyard because it's sunny out, I'm going to be outside. I have to.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, do it for us. Yeah, do it for us. Sunny day is, I mean, but look at how the appreciation that we have, you know, like, wow, talk about being propelled into appreciation for the things that we've taken for granted.
Mm. Exactly.
It's huge. Yeah, it's absolutely huge. But no, that's wonderful if you can take advantage and just go to your backyard. I mean, that to me is heaven. So it's just wonderful. And and look, it always seems like, look, we're already toward the end of January. February, you know, it's still the dead of winter, and really in 6 weeks it's going to be March, so it's like we'll manage. And then maybe at that point we'll know when we're going to get vaccinated, because we're getting very vague. Is your aunt able to get vaccinated?
She is going to get hers this afternoon.
I called
she's with Kaiser, and I had called them, you know, it's been like this crazy loop of information that's not really any different information. It's just all recorded, but there's
right.
no actual action you can take. So I guess there's that, but it's a little frustrating when everything you go online and they go, oh, there's more information here. And so you click on
that
link, and then and you can call here. So you call there, and it's just a recording.
Right.
They just updated the day. Nothing's changed. But you know, there's no way to put your name on a list, no way to,
right.
To say, hey,
reserve,
you know,
anything,
yeah.
Right.
Well, as it comes in, these things come in, then let's fill it in. So I feel like I've done that. I did that loop probably 3 times, and I finally just called. I called their appointment person, the appointment number, and just said, look, I'm getting like halfway interesting and informative messages from your website and from your recording. But it's almost like you guys don't want anyone to call, because I realize on your end you may not have any more information. But I said, my aunt is in that first wave of,
right,
of people, like, not first responder necessarily, but she's in that age category where she does need to get it. And and I'm doing this on her behalf because she won't be able to do that. I think most elderly people.
No, how do these older people navigate?
They would not be able to do all that stuff.
Right.
So I said, I'm calling, my primary care physician, but I have to go through you guys. And they said, oh no. So, they got her information, and they said, well, we'll get your number too, and we'll throw her name into the, I don't know what the COVID response team, list. I'm like, thank you. And
hello.
So it took
Look
a,
at, so
a couple
you had to
of
advocate
weeks.
For her. Yeah.
I had to. Well, it doesn't, then I have like my other relatives and I love them, but they're calling up. Oh, they're calling my aunt. Hey, you can get the vaccine at like the Publix pharmacy. You have to call though. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
Because they saw it on the news, which everyone else saw it on the news.
Right. So, 5 million people saw it on the news too at the same time.
Right.
Right.
And so, I'm having a call, and sure enough, everything, they're like, no, we're full. They're not even taking – still, it's like an automated response now. They're already full.
Of course.
So I had her name on a waiting list for another place. And I said, just in case, in case something opens up, let me know. They called, and her appointment is this afternoon.
Oh, that's great.
My parents, who live in a different state, they – I don't know who they called, but there's this March 20th is their appointment is in March.
Wow. My mother can't even get an appointment yet. So it's crazy. I don't know what happened in New York, but it's like, we don't have any left. I'm like, what? I don't know what's happening. It's very sketchy, but I'm glad that your aunt, that's very encouraging. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if she's, that's very emblematic of, okay, that makes us hopeful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she must be relieved and excited that she's on her way to really being protected.
Yeah. Yeah, I think she's concerned because she watches the news and that's her thing is like, oh, I need to get this vaccine. I'm like, okay, but it's, you and everybody else, is trying to get the vaccine.
Right.
I just think about that. Like, I don't know what she would have done if she didn't have somebody else here.
That's so many people. Whether they're language compromised or they're elderly, or it's a system that's really set up to be so challenging to navigate.
Yeah.
You have to be so tenacious. My goodness.
Again, this is all hindsight 2020, but the whole point was you needed to call your doctor to get it set up, then a system could have been in place for those doctors to realize, oh, you know what? I have all their information. I know the age cutoff. Let's go ahead and,
preemptively, of course, that would make sense. Right.
Put them on that list. They can
of
opt
course.
To get it or not, but then it's there. And that way, especially for the elderly who aren't tech savvy, or they're already at this heightened level of, oh my God, it's such a tough world out there. If they get priority, let's go ahead and you have that information. And if you have the stuff, then let's there are so many things that could have been I think, organized a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bizarre. You know, it's like to have most of your population scrambling and trying to find places, you know, that's just another level of stress that,
yeah.
And paranoia, you know, that
right.
You just don't need to have.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, let's see what people are writing in here. I see that, Jay wrote something in here earlier. He was like, you know, he said, good, bad, happy, sad morning. And I said, an everything kind of morning, Jay. And he said the quote. He said, it's easier to fool people than to convince them that they have been fooled. That's from Mark Twain.
Mm.
So cryptic, Jay.
That's Jay.
And then Raven wrote, double whammy, too subtle. Here in Ohio, it's 80 and up. Oh, to get the vaccine.
Oh.
But they still don't have enough. 80.
80?
Wow.
I thought they lowered it to 65.
That's what I thought too.
I guess they do it state to. Is it state to state?
I don't know.
80. Jesus.
Yeah. So, but I have a ton of relatives in the Philippines, and they tend to. You know, we're all in this big Facebook group that I have to like not have the alerts on because 24/7.
Oh yeah, you'll be notified.
Alerts.
Right.
When you get anyone puts a thumbs up, then you know,
right.
Then everyone does it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't need to see it. But there was a YouTube video from, I want to say it was medcram.com, and it was about the need for vitamin D to help with the coronavirus, and how, you know, you can either get it from the sun or as a supplement, but also depending on where you live, sometimes the sunlight won't be strong enough.
Oh, God.
Like in a winter, in a winter time because of the angle, you know, because of
right.
the angle of
right.
But it was like an hour long. I had it just kind of playing in the background. There's a lot of charts and graphs, and I'm nerdy, but I'm not that nerdy.
Yeah, hello.
But basically, it was saying that, you know, if you're good with your vitamin D, that actually helps a lot with keeping you healthy and allowing your body to continue to, you know, heal itself from, you know, different respiratory type issues. So
okay, that's good to know.
And you know, I guess I could try to send the link. But it's super nerdy.
I'll just take your word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe
vitamin
that's
D.
Something I should pick up some vitamin. Yeah. I'm sure the sun, I'm not getting enough sun cause it's winter and it's cold.
No, most of us aren't, aren't getting enough sun, especially in the winter time, but also because so many people, you know, we stay at home. We're not really going out. We're not thinking about going outside,
right?
To just, you know, bask in the sun,
right?
So yeah, for me, even on that sunny day, it's cold. So, but I usually have my gloves on, but I took my gloves off so that especially the skin on my hands.
Yes, could get the sun. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, you do what you can.
Right.
So yeah, you try to learn these things. You know, I was looking at the different supplements I'm taking to see if what did include vitamin D. So I have one that's a cod liver oil supplement that Donna had told me. She's like, yep, you need to get that. I'm like, okay. So I'm aware, you know, vitamin D.
Okay. that's good.
I'll
ask
her about that too. If there's supplements, because I think where I live, based on this YouTube presentation, where I live, it's below the 35th parallel.
Oh God!
So
now we're getting deep.
Well, because of the way the sunlight hits, and
right.
so for like the southern part of the United States, southern half, and you know, east to west. So like Southern California is gets better sunlight than Northern California type thing.
Right, that makes sense.
So you know that the sunlight works in our favor if we take advantage of it, if we're going outside and you know, and spending enough time out there. I don't know how much enough time is for your body to absorb it, but seems like a good thing to do anyway, because I do want to be outside a little bit more. But otherwise, people who aren't lucky enough to live in that area around the world would need to supplement it with food or something else that has vitamin D.
Right. Yeah. That's good. That's a good recommendation.
Yeah.
So I will do something about it. Maybe there'll be some fun gummies I can find.
Fun gummies. Yeah.
Right. Right. Not the cannabis kind, because that would mess
me
up.
Hey, I wasn't judging.
No. I mean, vitamin D gummies. And I have great sunlight that comes through my bedroom, and like a cat, like I will perch myself like by the window. It's so dope. It's what I've turned into. It's crazy. But you don't get, and I looked it up, you don't get any benefit. You don't get any vitamin D through the window. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So,
it needs to be direct sunlight. Yeah,
you feel the warmth of it. So, and then I close my, this is so sad, and I hear the cars. I'm like, that's my ghetto beach. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, I cannot wait to travel again. I'm losing my mind. I think the airline industry is going to just be booming when it's safe to travel.
Yeah. Where do you want to go? If you could go anywhere.
If I could go anywhere.
Or where would your first trip be?
Well, if it was absolutely safe, I would like to go to a beautiful beach destination. And there was a beach that I went to in the Yucatan of Mexico that was amazing. I would like to go to a proper, not like a resort, but like a proper, amazing, hidden gem of a beach. I always love going to Colombia, so that would probably be very high on my list. But I miss my friends too. So, like overseas, I'd love to go back to Colombia. Domestically, I would love to probably go to Georgia to see you guys, and of all places, LA to see some of my dear friends. Some of my friends in LA I've gotten so close to during COVID, which is insane, because it wasn't like that before. I also want to see the Northern Lights. That's on the bucket list.
You let me know, because I would love to see the Northern Lights.
Bitch, can you imagine? Can you imagine the two of us? That's the ultimate in porn for me, to see that. Oof. Yeah, I've been my whole life, ever since I heard of the Aurora Borealis, like from Tennessee Williams. Yeah, I'm like, what is that? And I need to see it now. And I was a child. Like my whole life, I've always wanted, because I've seen pictures and I've lost my mind. But that's something we should do.
All right.
Yeah, because you've seen them two or three times.
Well, I've seen them officially once. I was supposed to go. We were supposed to go. The Iceland trip was to see the Northern Lights, but we never saw them.
Right.
So I've officially seen them once, and that was amazing. That was in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on, it depends on where you want to go. If you need to, Scandinavian country, or
I go anywhere. You know, anywhere that it would be. You know, I'm
get
so
Alaska.
Adventurous at this stage. I go any place. I can go.
You go to Alaska.
Or you can see them in Maine too, right?
I think you can. I mean, there are times you can see it. Yeah, you can see it. I mean, I have friends that live in Michigan that said, well, you know, sometimes you can see it in Michigan. But, it just depends.
Actually, when I was in Wisconsin, they said sometimes they could see it from there.
Yeah.
You know, that would be another place I would go because my kids loved it so much, and it is so beautiful. I had no idea like the Midwest could be so beautiful in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I would go just for the nature part of it.
Yeah.
And we have great friends there. That would be another place I would go. I pretty much will go anywhere that's not here. I mean, I am a diehard New Yorker. I could run for deputy mayor and be all into it. But, you know, the great thing about New York is, like, you need to leave it so you can fall in love with it again. But because we can't leave it, I'm like, yeah. I mean, I love New York, and so many people left. I'm like, don't come back. So hundreds of thousands of me, I don't know what they're so afraid. I know what they're afraid of because it's crazy here. They left. It's insane. And real estate is very favorable for people coming in. So lots of people, you know, some scrappy, very bold people are deciding to find their way back here or to move here. I get it. But a lot of people have, out of fear, they have left the city.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay. But
that's to be expected, I think, you know.
Yeah, of course. That's fine. Yeah. But, yeah, this will always be home base. But, yeah, a girl needs to break it up with, like, some sun and some beach and some nature and, you know, a slower pace. It's crazy here. It's out of control here. And everything's so heightened. I mean, now I'm so used to it. But on the average, I could see anywhere between one and like eight people losing their shit in the street, like every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Like,
well, you guys have a lot of people. They're very concentrated. So
yeah.
I can see why, you know, why there's that need to kind of vent, and there's no other way to do it. There's nowhere else are they going to go.
They're losing their mind. Right. And the suicide rate is out of control. Like
it's
tough. We are weathering one hell of a storm.
Well, Northern Lights are always on the bucket list. I mean,
I need to do that.
My mom wants to see it again. You know, that's
beautiful.
Saying something because they don't really like the cold. Well, my dad really doesn't like the cold.
Right.
I'm sure my mom is like, that's probably not great on her joints either, but And she only calls it the Aurora Borealis, by the way. She does not call it the Northern Lights. It's always by its proper name, the Aurora Borealis.
Just like Tennessee Williams.
She's like, I need to see the Aurora Borealis. I said, okay. So I know that that's still on the list. That's always like the...
I love that. That's great.
Plan A / Plan B. Depending on the time. And the thing is, we have to make sure it's the right time of year. Because when first took that cruise and we went through Iceland, she was thinking she would be able to see the Aurora Borealis. Like, it's August. Like, it's still just a little too early because it's still 24 hours.
Is there,
hours
like, time. A season for that? Like, there's a...
Yes. You have to see it in the wintertime because you need it when it's mostly dark.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
So if you go in the springtime, summertime, it's going to be at least in Iceland and in the Scandinavian countries, it's like 24 hours of sunlight.
Right.
Because of their positioning.
That's so crazy.
That's, you know, so it doesn't really ever get completely dark.
Right.
Which is great, it's a total, it really messes with your mind.
I remember when you had gotten back from a trip. So when would it get dark? Like what time? Did it ever get dark?
No.
When you were there?
No. I've taken pictures from the ship, and I'm like, it's midnight, and it looks like it's like the sun hasn't quite set yet. It never quite sets.
Oh, that's so weird. That would make me a little crazy.
Yeah, because you know, like you go to a show, you go to dinner, you do a show. And you know, it's dark, you know, inside the theater.
Right,
you
in
leave,
the theater, right.
And you leave, and you notice that it's still kind of light out. You're like, what's going on? Like, what time is it? So it never, this is like June, July, August. It doesn't, the sun doesn't really ever set. It just the positioning of where you are on the planet and the tilt of the earth, it's never going to set. And it's crazy.
Right.
So you kind of have to, you have to close your windows or, like us, we tend to always get the lowest possible cabin. And the lowest and most central so that no one gets seasick. My mom tends to get seasick.
That's so smart. Uh-huh.
And so the trade-off is you don't get a view but if you're trying to sleep, you're not really looking outside the window. So you don't have a view because you don't have any windows. But
right.
You could be anywhere else on the ship, if you wanted to and, see it from there. So, yeah. So you do have to know when to go. So it's usually winter time. Like right now would probably be a good time to go.
Let's go now. Let's let me call my travel agent.
Let's do it. I'm hopping to flight. One to Reykjavik. Yeah. So I still follow people. I have a tour guide that I follow. He was our tour guide when we were there with my cousins. And so he posts pictures. That's just him like walking around. He'll go on hikes. And things like that, and he'll show pictures of the Northern Lights, and there's plenty of places like travel places that I follow in Iceland that also will tell you, we had a great night, okay. So I try to do that because one, they're beautiful pictures, so I kind of know when the right time is. But there are other places that. They can't say they guarantee it, but they're almost like we pretty much have them every night. Iceland is tricky because the weather is so changeable there that that's why we were there in October. We didn't see anything because it was overcast. It was beautiful during the day, but overcast at night. So you weren't going to see anything with cloud cover. You weren't going to see any northern lights. So yeah. So it could be one of those, but we had a great time. It's just, we didn't see what we were wanting to see. So yeah, I'm all about it.
I'm all about it too.
People want to see it. I'm like, yes, you need to, because there's nothing.
Yeah, you need to see it before I die. Yeah.
There's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it.
Right.
And as you know, when we were in Canada and we saw it, we're out in the woods. And that in itself is beautiful because if it's a clear night, you see the stars and you really see the stars. And for us city folk, you're like, what is all? It's just you can't imagine how beautiful that sky is.
I would weep. I would just weep. I would fall on my knees and weep. At all that.
But when it does get to be like we had a little bit of overcast, when we were in Canada. And we were there for four nights maybe. So we had a few nights to, hopefully one of these nights we'd see it. But it was overcast and I couldn't tell, there was a mist. And I thought, well, is this it? Because this isn't that big of a, it was a mist. And so there was no color to it. It was just like a white grayish mist.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you don't really know what you're looking at. You're hoping you're seeing it, but but when you see it, then you're like, of course, that wasn't the Northern Lights. These are the Northern Lights. Wow.
Right. Wow. So I'm going to ask you the same question that you asked me. So the first place is when you can travel. The first place that you could go to when it's safe. Where would you want to travel to? The first place.
Honestly, I would visit my parents. I would go back to Charleston because I can see my parents. I can see some of my other relatives, and then I can go to the beach. Maybe see some friends, but that's not that important. I just wanted to I do like
being in your parents' house. Nice.
Yeah, and just to be at the beach, and then. Another place I would like to go up to New York. I would love to see you too.
Girl, yeah, you need to. It's been a minute. Yeah, you need to come back.
A New York minute. I wouldn't mind going back to Galveston. Houston.
You loved it there. Yeah.
Now the house that I stayed at, that Airbnb, has been sold, so I wouldn't be able to stay there. But which is kind of kind of a shame. That was a real big pull. But yeah, same type of thing. I mean, I think I would want to stay and just check out a little bit more of the history, but it was just an easy time.
You love that trip. I remember.
It was nice. It was historic. It was sort of like being in Charleston, but not, you know, because of the history and being right on the ocean. But it was different, you know, and then you get like Tex-Mex food, you know, it's really interesting.
Mm.
yeah, there was a little Tex-Mex restaurant right at the corner of my Airbnb, from my Airbnb. And that's, I ate there every day. Surprised I didn't put on like 50 pounds. And so, yeah, I would go back and but I probably wouldn't stay for that long. Because I think I would have seen everything I needed to see.
Right.
I would visit that place. And then I would also want to visit, I'm kind of picking places in the States. It's kind of where my focus has been. Mm-hmm. I would want to visit some friends my friends who are just moving there to Kentucky. Because they have 13 acres.
It's beautiful there. I've been there once.
It is
beautiful.
It is beautiful. Just outside of Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that they can see the stars as well. So I'm like, hey, I'm all about it.
That's foreplay right there. Yeah.
And they're only like 20 minutes outside of Lexington, but they see the stars.
Nice.
And then I do want to do some West Coast visits. I've got friends in Seattle and friends in Portland that I would like to visit.
Nice.
And I wouldn't mind actually seeing your friend in New Mexico, in Albuquerque.
Yes. I'm lucky I got to, like, disappear. I was a bad girl. Like, I dipped out for 4 days, went to Albuquerque, saved my life. I would definitely go back to New Mexico. I had to keep my circle very tight because, I traveled during COVID. I'm so glad I did. But I hadn't been to Santa Fe before, and we went to Santa Fe.
Yeah,
oh,
it's nice.
Oh, my God. I would go back in a minute. I would definitely go back. Yeah, I actually have a call scheduled with her after we're done today with this show right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing remote acupuncture on me. So we have a session. Yes, it's saving me. We have a session for Friday, but we're having a call so that she could sort of like just check in with me about what I'd like to have addressed. And also we're very, very, very good friends.
Right.
But yes, I actually have to put New Mexico on my list as well. I would like to go back when it's not lockdown. And we had an amazing time, but it was very compressed. But we would take walks. We take long walks every morning with our masks on. And we actually, in Santa Fe with, two of her friends, they are I don't know if they're married, Andrea and Cindy, but they've been together like 25 years and they run this huge online aromatherapy school type of thing. So they actually started the whole online training thing like before it was even like popular, and they're very, very successful. And these women have like 3 or 4 homes all over the place. And one of their homes is in Santa Fe, and we actually had a meal there. And I'm like, okay, where's the photographer for Architectural Digest? This is Robert Redford's like, you know, vacation home. This was like a rich people celebrity house. And I lost my mind because it was so beautiful. It's a place I like New Mexico a lot. I've only been there twice, and it's a place that I would like to continue to get to know and visit. Don't you have a cousin there?
Yeah, he lives in Albuquerque. Yeah,
that's so crazy. I mean, that's insane. So we should try to figure out a way to end up there at the same time somehow.
Oh, that'd be cool. That would be cool.
So much fun. But yeah, and the food. Because you have that whole Mexican influence, and then you have the whole indigenous influence.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend's husband is a Peruvian shaman, and I'm like, oh my God! Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah, I met him, and yeah. So again, like, although it was very restricted and social distance, it was I think I would have lost my mind if I just didn't take those 4 days to just get back into my body. And I went through the eye of the needle. Like, I did take that risk, and I'm so glad that I did. And I think, like, 2 days after I came back, they, like, closed down.
Yeah.
So I was.
They were back on the list. I just made it.
And, yeah, that was incredible. So I would definitely go back to New Mexico. It's a really cool place. And their slogan is, welcome to the land of enchantment.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's really, really beautiful. So I would go back there in a minute as well. I miss a proper beach though. I miss I love the beaches in the Caribbean.
Ooh.
Yeah. I miss I'm not a big resort girl, but I like a authentic beach type situation that's very stripped down and simple and down to earth, but amazing and beautiful and peaceful and tranquil. Yeah, I miss that a lot. I miss all of it. Damn it. Concrete jungle. Miss it. But that's okay. You know, but it's nice to talk about, isn't it? It's a nice way to lower your resistance. Like, we just did that. We just lowered our resistance by talking about these things, and we just raised our vibration. So just by having this conversation.
Yeah.
Which I really appreciate. Yeah. So I think since we have 2 minutes, I just feel like, why don't I open up the database and why don't you just pick a message to close out the show?
All right.
All right. I'm ready. Okay, so the number for this message is 712. And this message is, accept Source's invitation to run on the path to your expansion. The initial resistance, the initial resistance is a cue to dig deep and triumph over being stuck. Isn't that so funny? Perfect. I'm going to read it again. Accept Source's invitation to run on the path to your expansion. The initial resistance is a cue to dig deep and triumph over being stuck. That's kind of what we did without planning that we were going to do that. I love this. Okay. 712.
Send that to me.
I'm going to send it to you, girl.
I love it. Yeah, so 712. Of course, you know, I was adding it up. I'm like, oh, it's a one. It is about the beginning. And in fact, that one in the middle is you know, the self, and then also this idea of something new. And leading into that is the introspection that you have from the seven, which obviously most of us are in that introspective phase, whether we wanted to or not, to be given a pause like we've been given.
Right.
That seven is definitely in that domain of, you know, like, what's really going on? Like, what's really important?
Right.
So to go internal and to prioritize.
Right.
That's that seven. And also for us, it's also the spiritual aspect of it. Mm-hmm. The unknowing but the knowing that you're okay, that you don't know, goes into that seven. So when it's focused on the self, as the one is from the seven, then naturally on the other side of that would be the number two of partnership, of cooperation, because you can't keep it to yourself.
Right.
And the things that you want to do, you have to have other people to help you, and you have to be able to reach out to help.
Right.
Well, so that just moves that energy from say, you know, just the idea of it and a what if to let's make it happen. But that step in between of making it happen is actually sharing it and talking about it with other people, and then finding finding your group, you know, hate to say your tribe, but in a sense,
right.
finding those people that are along with you for this portion of it.
Right.
So it moves it out. It moves it from just this idea and all the introspection to, you know, yeah, I do want to share this. I want other, you know, other people are thinking about this too. And how wonderful would it be to do that? So
right.
It is about forward motion, but it's so much of it is stuff that's been done internally or just kind of behind the scenes. And
right.
as you emerge, that's like the beauty of it. As you emerge, there's this, this energy of anticipation and hopefulness.
Yes. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Those are great keywords, anticipation and hopefulness. That's
yeah.
a great note to end on. But that message was so synchronous. That's crazy. I love it. I love it. So if you guys need to get a hold of us.
Hey.
Hey. Hey now. Oops. Ooh. You guys. Oh my stars. If you need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com, and we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, stay safe, take care of yourselves and each other, and let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Take care, everybody.
Bye, girl.
Bye.